as much choice. "It was that bloody wooden cow or whatever," said Zeno. "They've never forgiven us for it."
"If we don't attack them, they'll attack us first," said Ibid.
"Right," said Zeno. "So we'd better retaliate before they have a chance to strike."
The two philosophers stared uncomfortably at one another.
"On the other hand," said Ibid, "war makes it very difficult to think straight."
"There is that," Zeno agreed, "especially for dead people."
There was an embarrassed silence, broken only by Petracci's voice, singing to the tortoise, and the occasional squeak of stricken seagulls.
"What day is it?" said Ibid.
"Tuesday," said Tepic.
"I think," said Ibid, "that it might be a good idea if you came to the symposium. We have one every Tuesday," he added. "All the greatest minds in Ifib will be there. All this needs thinking about."
He glanced at Petracci.
"However," he said, "your young woman cannot attend, naturally. Females are absolutely forbidden. Their brains overheat."
End of CD 6.